the name of Jesus. The prophetic cry pierces the sin-filled ears of Judah. The Holy One of Israel speaks to his chosen people. He speaks to his church. And this is what he says. Return to me, says Yahweh, for I have redeemed you. The prophet boldly proclaims that Israel has been saved by grace alone. God's redemption precedes their turning back. His life-creating work is finished before their hearing. The bloody sacrifice of the Lamb is accomplished, yes, from the foundation of the world. He has bought them back. He is a bridegroom of blood to them. Isaiah, whose very name means the Lord saves, preaches to Judah of the triune God, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sanctifier. He preaches to them in the name of the God of the great Shema, Yahweh. Yahweh has created them. Yahweh has redeemed them. Yahweh causes them to return to him. Yahweh will not forget his church, and his church remembers him. The triune God, speaking through the prophet, does not command Israel to remember him as one might remember to pick up the dry cleaning or to check their email. To remember Yahweh is to confess him publicly, to worship him as the one true God. The redeemed church of God confesses her creator, her redeemer, her sanctifier, yes, her groom. And she confesses that all other gods are but wood and stone, which necessarily lead men to damnation. And yet there are gods of wood and of stone, of paper and of metal, even in your life. Like Israel of old, you too have taken the gracious gifts of God and from them crafted mammon. Houses and cars, finances, income streams, grade point averages, academic performance, pages in print, major journal articles, all of them good gifts of God, have become to you mammon. They have received more of your devotion than has the one true God. You have been proud of your accomplishments, but pride is sin. The church of God isn't proud. She's blessed. She receives God's gifts of daily bread with thanksgiving, not with pride. And worst of all, in your proud preoccupations, you too have crafted and worshipped a God. But your God looks very much like you. As with Gomer, the wife of Hosea, in your adultery, you have forgotten your groom. So to you, the one true God calls today through the ancient living words of the prophet. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. So, O true Israel of God, the prophet calls to you. The very God of creation speaks through the hoarse cries of his prophet Isaiah. He has created you. He has redeemed you. He calls you to return to him. He exhorts you, O redeemed of Christ, to remember him. He exhorts you to boldly and rightly confess Jesus Christ as Yahweh, as true God, as the only God. He has redeemed you from your sins. Like the second goad of the Levitical law, your sins have been deposited on another, but not with the heavy pressing hands of the high priest, but rather by the crushing weight of the sins of the world. He bore the gibbet of the cross for you, the government upon his shoulders. He was sent outside the camp into the wilderness of separation from God. He was turned over to Azazel himself, that the devil might have his torturous way with the very author of life. He laid down his life. He allowed his precious blood to be spilled, and he did it for you. He did it to buy you back by the forgiveness of your sins. He did it to redeem you. He has blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against you. He took it away, nailing it to his cross. In Christ Jesus, all your sins are forgiven. He has redeemed you by blood and water. According to his mercy, he has saved you by the washing of regeneration. The God who created all things, he is the God who redeemed you, and he also feeds you. By the arm of faith, he feeds you his very word. The friends of the bridegroom cannot fast when he is present, much less his bride. When his body and blood are present, the church feasts. He banquets you on the very body given, the very blood shed for you on the cross, the holy body, and the precious blood of the crucified, living, risen, ascended Lord. The triune God, creator, redeemer, and sanctifier, has redeemed you. Now the majesty of the creation is eclipsed by the new creation. God's creative work is surpassed by his redemptive work. The second Adam is greater than the first. The new creation surpasses the grandeur of the old. In the redemption of his church, God is glorified. He is remembered. He is worshiped. He is confessed. The creation will pass away, but the triune God, his holy word, and his holy church remain forever. Amen. In the name of Jesus.